neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Fruits and food to start the year. So what's the depth beside of this matter? So we can learn, actually, this symbolizes that the fruits, if they're not ripe, you cannot eat. Beans, if they're not cooked well, you cannot eat them. So now here we can learn, actually, the message that the character that is rushed to do things, they call it whole. He has no patience. This expression that is used is called childish. Mature. Childish once said, "Now give it to me," and you need to give it. If you don't give it to him, what does he do?
Cries.
Yeah, there's a bracha that they know, very expert at it. So Baruch Ata Hashem and the Kenim Shehakon Nihya Bedim'a. What does it mean? That means everything comes through crying. The kids know this bracha. Shehakon Nihya
Bedim'a.
By crying, yeah, Bedim'a. This is in Guti Atari. You know what Guti Atari is? No. In the good old days, they had and they used to sell incense and besamim. So the words that make sense, they call them Guti. It's a kanaf. Yeah, Atari means besamim. So now here, eating these food and fruits actually is teaching us that maybe in the past year we made a choice that was not right to do. We rushed through it. It was like a fruit that was not ripe. The food that was not cooked. The Persian use the expression, they say he's pochte or na pochte. Not about the food, about the character of the person. They say he's napochte. What does it mean? That he has no experience. That means he's a junior, he's not a senior. Now, having this fruit and the special food and the Leila for Shana actually is an awareness that sometimes we have a reflex that people feel. It's a reflex, but in Judaism we don't believe in reflexes without management. You cannot claim, what did I say? I didn't mean that. What do you mean you didn't mean that? But you said it. So that means by saying it, you hurt somebody. So that is called na.
I didn't mean it when I said that.
I forgive you. So that's what exactly the whole beautiful message here is, that we eat the fruit to learn. You know, if you eat the fruit that is not ripe, you're going to get a stomachache. The food that is not cooked, same thing. So the attitude could cause a lot of pain, lots of pain. And to fix it, sometimes it's not even possible. The regret doesn't do. So now, the apple, we learn, you have an apple, and then you leave a piece on the table. In the morning, what color does it look? You eat it? No. So now here, we practice that you have to put the apple in the
refrigerator?
No. How do you eat it tonight? What do you eat it with? The apple?
The mash.
The mash. What is the mash? Honey. Honey is asal, the vash is rashi tevot, derech bitachon simcha. That means, Yehudi sometimes, according, you know, what he goes through, he might not feel fresh anymore. It becomes a little bit blackened. That means, he says, forget it, I'm not going to try anymore. you know, it's enough. But here we learn tonight, no. First of all, you have to be very, very, very cautious that the past experience is not permitted to be dragged on. You have right away to put it in a drash. And the drash is Derech Bitachon Simcha. That means if you claim Gamze L'Tova, Hakol Min HaShamayim, but you're not happy, you're not smiling, you're under stress, that means you don't have any?
Emunah.
So that's what exactly is all about. Derech Bitachon is Simcha. And you have to do it right away. Why? Because that's how the whole point it is. That the Tapuach is Mafteach, Poteach. That's what it's called, Tapuach.
I'm not getting this one yet.
Yeah, the letters that is Tapuach is made of, actually, is a matches of Patuach, means opening. But in one condition, right away you have to put it in the
honey.
In the honey. But if you leave it, then throw it away. And that's what the practice is tonight is all about. First of all, make sure you're not doing something that is not ripe, it's not cooked, because it's going to have a very, very, very painful side effect. You have to learn to have patience. Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh has a special dictionary. He says, patient means emunah. Rush means kofer. When you rush into things, that means you're a kofer. Why? Because you want to do it yourself. Because you don't believe in Ribbono Shel Olam. But you have patience, so that means you believe that Hashem is handling everything.
But for mitzvot, we're told to not even hesitate a second. If you want to perform a mitzvah.
That's a very good question. First of all, you have to make sure whatever you're planning to do is a mitzvah. And many times we think it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that ba lidei avera. Of course, you get up in the morning, then you have to say goodbye to the bed. You know, right away, you know, jump. That's good. But you cannot slam the door. It's asur to do. You cannot permit your car alarm go off because the neighbor is going to wake up. So now, you could do a mitzvah, but you have to make sure it stays mitzvah. And not only that, in many, many cases, you're right. You're right. But make sure in the end you stay right. Because what you feel you're right, and then you cause pain for other people by being right, then you're not right anymore. You're not right anymore. Why? Because to be right means from beginning to the end, you stay right.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.